Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, it is another global transmission, another worldwide transmission against tyranny. And I am wound up. I am running around here like a maniac, the maniac I am. Barely even got into the broadcast chair, even though I was just here about 3 minutes ago. I am just so locked and loaded, so ready, so frustrated that I am not living up to the full potential of what I need to. And so I am going to attempt today, in this first hour, to engage in 1 hour of news and analysis, bam, bam, bam. Because the Alex Jones you see and hear on the radio is not Alex Jones. It's the Alex Jones that lives in these 3 hours every day, who's frustrated and never gets into all the news. The real Alex Jones sits here quietly reading stacks of news and having real foresight and understanding to a very high level. And to defeat the globalists, we must have knowledge. I must transmit this information. Also, my treadmill's broken, so I didn't get to jog this morning. I'm in a very angry mood right now. I don't know why I'm telling you that. Well, maybe because I smashed a keyboard at the start of the show yesterday. Probably nobody noticed. They cut away quickly. I am wound up, so get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan Sussman, a best-selling author, is going to join us via video Skype in the second hour. But we'll have news in the first hour, the guests, and I'll take some calls in the second hour. And then I promise, and I've ordered the crew to come in here and punch me in the nose, figuratively, actually physically, if I don't take a whole bunch of phone calls in the second and third hour today. So that is all coming up. Brian's written a powerful book breaking down and chronicling the statements and documents of the globalists, what they plan to do with our private property here in the Western world under eco-tyranny. And, of course, that is his latest book. We're going to be breaking all of that down. Coming up today. Now, I am going to just sit here calmly preparing myself and resetting. It's called rage meditation. I've invented it. And we are going to go to break. We're going to come back. And we are going to go over the news and information today the best fashion I can. But if you've just joined us for the first time, you have found it, my friends. You have found the tip of the spear. You have found the number one alternative media transmission in the world. And you have found a broadcast where we bring a collection of people who are awake and unchained from the global matrix. I am here not to try to awaken you. That isn't enough of a term. That's only one level of it. I don't want you just to awake. I want you to come alive! That's what we need, and that's what will defeat the globalist. The ether in which our enemies swim, the ether in which they operate, is people who are in a mind-numb trance. It's not enough to be awake. You must come alive. It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! You're only alive once in the middle of an incredible universe. So, come alive! Get ready. Hold fast. Humanity is coming at you straight ahead.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network.
PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
Blasting out worldwide, cutting like a razor-sharp bayonet right into the guts of the globalists in the info war, clubbing their lies wide open, smashing their frauds to the ground like ripe melons under the club. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from the dead comes our republic, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is awakening, and I am simply here chronicling it, attempting to get people out there who have been deep in a trance to awaken and come alive. We sleep, they live. We are culturally and spiritually dead. The globalists are on fire, but on fire for evil. We have to become on fire for truth and justice and the enjoyment of standing up to these scum and saying it doesn't matter what you do. We are now engaging. We are now turning it loose. We are now coming up against you. And all your propaganda doesn't matter because history shows and common sense dictates and all experience hath shown that evil cannot stand up against good if the good keeps on a-coming. And that's what this is all about. You see, the corrupt have sold us that they're our saviors and they love us and they're taking care of us. Collectively, people are understanding that's not the case. But individually, we're fighting it in different ways, or a lot of people are just sitting on the sideline because they feel disenfranchised. They don't believe in themselves. Let me tell you something. The globalists tell you you don't have power all day and that it's a foregone conclusion that we're going into bondage because they're scared and they know the power you have and they're afraid of you using it. They're afraid of you taking that first step leads into larger things. Big things have small beginnings. All right, let's just stop right there before I go into the customary preaching on this Friday, the 3rd of August, 2012, global transmission. And what I'm going to do now is just begin with the news. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I normally, for some reason, start on my right and go across to my left in the stacks and then never get through 4 or 5 articles of hundreds. Let's start on the left-hand side today, and I'm going to attempt again. It's never been, we've never succeeded. Except back when I was first on radio, I was more focused and I could go over hundreds of articles. We're going to try to go over this right now. Let's go ahead and begin. Let's go ahead and begin right here. Update. Toronto police sued for $1.4 million over G20 hairy legs profiling. That is our top story today, ladies and gentlemen. I usually put the most important news on the right and move across to the left, but it's all important. Let's just start with this right here. Deadline Hollywood. NBC buys United Nations drama and is intending to produce a show like The West Wing, but at the UN about how they're great and love us and they're all going to save us. And, of course, ABC just bought one called Founding Fathers to denigrate gun owners, the Founding Fathers and Texans, and imply we're all terrorists who need to be arrested. They have to now sell the new narrative that the threat isn't al-CIA to al-Qaeda. It is the American people that are aware of the globalist criminal activity. The Weekly Standard also reports mainstream media blacks out Chick-fil-A story that they sold out nationwide and that they've never had bigger profits than everyone is revolting against the globalist mafia tactic of saying if the government doesn't agree with your political views, you're not allowed to have a business. I mean, it doesn't get any more Nazi Germany than that. That's how the Nazis started out. Let's continue moving along to this little giblet here. You can see this up at Infowars.com via Newsbusters. Soros-funded propaganda machine Think Progress falsely claims global warming melted streetlights in Oklahoma. And what did they do? They knew full well the local news article said there'd been a fire in the downtown area of the town, and it had melted the streetlights that were by the fire. Well, you didn't stop Soros and them, you know, who say I should be shut down, and Matt Drudge is evil, and you know, everything else, that free speech is evil. It doesn't stop them from saying global warming did that. It's like they say polar bears can't swim, and penguins can't swim. Okay, yeah, they're all dying. Whatever. I'm done talking about it. The point is there is that little piece of news for you right there. It's every day, you know, they've got al-Qaeda running jihads over in the Syria, right? Now they're burning churches and burning synagogues and murdering everybody publicly. And then the news points cameras and says Assad did it. Assad was actually a big stabilizer and an angel cake compared to al-Qaeda. But I'm unpatriotic because I don't support al-Qaeda. Okay. Let's continue moving along. I've got that whole stack of news. Big, big war clouds. Right over here on the right-hand stack, we're going to go from the least important to the most important. I mean, not that all of this isn't important. It's just that, you know, World War III type stuff, you know, might be a little more important than that. I mean, everybody knows what George Soros does. Continuing here, woman 65 shoots at would-be jewelry robbers in Garden Grove. And you got to go watch this video. We got it up at Infowars.com. A lot of the local news actually cut part of it. These five robbers pile in. Five robbers pile in to the jewelry store, and they've got their guns, and she just shoots into the ceiling, which it was a one-story facility, so I guess that's okay. I would have shot directly at them. That'll really get them on their heels. And they all pile out like a cartoon out the door. I mean, it is just amazing footage. And it only got local news, not national news, and the police aren't so brainwashed as to say it's wrong. In New York, she would have been arrested. But in Orange County, people are a little more pro-freedom there, one of the few enclaves left where they're not total absolute communist lovers and tyranny lovers. But the most dangerous city in the world is Chicago, with a total gun ban for the citizens. And as soon as she shoots into the ceiling, they all just run high speed and pile out that door. It looks like those old movies where they speed up the sword fights. Those guys are running so fast. That's good. I'm always narrating stuff like we're watching it. If you're a radio listener on XM 166 or AM and FMs all over the country, the reason I narrate sometimes is we have a sizable audience watching on the live streams at prisonplanet.tv. If you want to go over there and check that out and see the nightly news and a lot more. So there's one of those reports, very interesting. By the way, I see these every day. The latest crime statistics, even from the Justice Department, that are actually cooked to make it not look as good as it is 22. I was saying 21. That was a number from a few years ago. I looked it up. Guns are used to frustrate crimes 22 times more often than they're used in crimes. Of course, look at places with more guns. You have less crime. I mean, I sleep really good at night. You come home invade, you are going to be in deep trouble. Real fast. Real fast. And it's not because I live in fear. It's because I live empowered. Hey, we've gotten through about five articles here. Let's continue on with the next one here of about 200. Why doctors are more dangerous than guns. New Health Ranger investigation video. Mike Adams is going to be sitting in here Monday. I've actually been coming to work most of the days where you hear a guest host every few weeks. I'm just getting so much ready with the new news shows and all the reporters and all the new studios we're building and a bunch of other stuff that I just literally, people say, well, hire a manager. No one knows specifically what I know. Not that I have all the answers, but for the info war, for this type of media, I am the world leader in alternative media. That's been written about in all the big publications, admit it. And it doesn't even mean we're that good. In fact, we're not professional. We're just trying to get at the truth. We're not all big glitzy. But we're trying to gear up at the next level. And so I appreciate Mike Adams coming in on Monday. Aaron Dykes and Rob Dew, both of which never wanted to be on the air, who I made go on air, basically. I didn't order them to, but I said, you need to. Have become very good broadcasters. And you see Rob Dew now on big syndicated radio shows around the country. You hear him. Aaron Dykes does a better job most nights than I do on the nightly news. Because he's not exhausted like I already am from 3 hours of radio the nights he does it. But it's the same thing. I've come in before and I've done the radio and done the nightly news and done a lot better jobs because I'm not already, fired my adrenaline and exhausted the glucose in my little electrochemical computer called my brain. Point is that all of you are leaders, too. You just got to start fighting and you will get better. I assure you, the first time you go in and take a jiu-jitsu class, you're not going to be very good at it. Or the first time you go take a needlework class, you're not going to be very good at it. I assure you, the first time you go shoot a gun, you won't be probably that good at it. But you will get good at it. Everything is done by increment. Tyranny and evil dominates by increment. Good will reverse things by increment. And he goes over the numbers. According to U.S. government statistics, you are 6,200 times more likely to be killed by your doctor than by a homicidal shooter. This is the topic of a new video that's just been released, and we've got it up at Infowars.com right now with all the numbers. Very powerful info. Another lifeguard's gotten in trouble. You heard about the one that they said, well, somebody's drowning right past this line that isn't our property. You can't save them. Really, I checked the state law in that state. They have a good Samaritan law there, too. It's actually illegal not to help somebody if you think you can. In that state, it is right here where I live. But in Vancouver, Washington, a swimmer saved a 12-year-old who was caught in currents, took him to the hospital, and they've charged him for the hospital visit. Now, got to punish people for taking action. The globalists don't want that. All right, big news straight ahead on Facebook ripping you off and World War III. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
I'm Alex Jones. We are back live. You can find our Facebook and our Twitter and all the rest of it at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Links right there. Speaking of Facebook, which we use to get the word out, you know their stock's fallen by 50% for several months before. We're on record with guests saying it was a pump and dump of the biggest proportion ever with all the big globalist and Bilderberg Group members involved. That's why in Switzerland, a year and 3 months ago at the last Bilderberg before the one in Virginia a few months ago, it was Facebook people there with the head of the NSA. They use it as a giant spying operation. They admit that. and they sell your data. The White House is now being given all of your personal info to use against you. That's in the news today. I got a whole bunch of Facebook news. It's all up at InfoWars.com, links to it. They're very loving people. You know, the creator of it calls you dumb effers. He said, our customers trust us. They're dumb effers. Very nice people. Very, very nice people. New Facebook tool may turn friends into enemies for the Democratic cause. And it's Fox News. And they go on and report on the fact that they're just giving 90 million users data to the White House. And the White House has bragged about that. Continuing, House urges Obama to fight UN web regulation. I love this. They're like, oh, the Pentagon just wants to take over the web and censor people and put control hubs in. That's what the House that's moderate wants. Oh, but they're fighting the UN taking it over and doing the exact same thing. And it's all two different hands of the same system that does the exact same thing. That's why they're reporting in CNET News that the censorship that the Pentagon wants of the web, Pentagon is already over the web illegally here. Again, not our Pentagon. It works for the bankers at the top. You have to understand, our country's been captured, folks. And so the average military person is a good person on average, but not the leadership. Leadership's globalist. They go into Congress and tell them that the UN is their boss. I mean, you've seen those videos. You've heard it. I mean, we're now deep into this because the globalists transferred the power to the UN because they control it. So it's not like it's taken us over. The bankers took us over and created this new illegitimate group to officially transfer the power to. You understand that? It'd be like a bad loan officer at a house sale, and then they really sit there and have you sign documents. You don't pay attention, and then they give it to their wife. You're like, but I was buying the house. I just paid for it. They go, no, no, you agreed to give it to my wife. We're like, oh, your wife took over. No, no, the guy in the room took over. Okay? So that's what's happening here. It's important to understand this. It's not let's get out of the UN. It's let's get the bankers out who hijacked this country through fraud. House urges Obama to fight UN web regulation. The House unanimously approved a resolution on Thursday urging the Obama administration to fight efforts to give the United Nations agency more control over the Internet. Proposals to give the UN's International Telecommunications Union more control over the government and governance of the Internet could come up in a conference in Dubai in December. The move is reportedly backed by China, Russia, Brazil, India, and other UN members, who themselves the global bankers have allied with. See, the bankers are all playing nations off against each other and promising them if they sign on to the exact same proposal that they'll get the power. But it's the same proposal. Even CNET News breaks this down. What they're calling for is what the Pentagon's calling for. That's what England's calling for. And see, that creates a global web the bankers control, with all the nations clamoring to the globalists and the UN to be stakeholders in a game that's controlled. And again, it's not that the governments aren't sophisticated to understand this. They're all infiltrated by globalists. It's just when the globalists get a country that's uppity like Russia or something, you know, that has its own crime syndicate that doesn't want to play ball with the bankers, then they'll use other countries against it and they'll gang them up. But anytime any country gets strong, the globalists bring it down. That's why while they're debilitating the rest of the world economy, they're busy really making sure the U.S. economy gets screwed up and the family screwed up and that everything falls apart. Because if we're a bunch of mindless, drugged out jellyfish, we're easy to control. So it continues. I've got a bunch of financial news that I want to go over. I'll do that, though, after the break because it's a big stack. And then also the huge stack on Iran, Syria, World War III. Ahmadinejad saying wipe out the Zionist government, which is inflammatory, but then the media spins it. He says blow up Israel. That's how they translate it. That's not what he said. And I'm not defending him. It's just that there's lies there. It's like the West is showing Al-Qaeda atrocities and saying Assad did it and putting out fake Photoshop photos, which they admit, and doing fake CNN broadcasts. It's just they're all bad. It's just Iran isn't conquering us and isn't in control of the UN and our military and our bank accounts and our police. That's why the immediate enemy is the globalist, okay? If Iran was a real threat and did something, you know, nuke their military bases, it's far more sophisticated than that. So we're going to break all that down coming up. Also, there's an attempt to censor Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and it's being done by a robot. It's not being done by a human. I'll explain.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Hey guys, what if I told you that I know how you can improve your libido, enhance your sex life, and even increase sexual desire? The key is to maintain healthy testosterone levels, and now there's a way you can do it naturally. Here's the secret. It's all about T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula that contains ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Not only that, but these ingredients were shown to increase your sexual desire, enhance muscle growth with exercise, and even support a healthy prostate. And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, a majority reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait, call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The United States and our republic, our Constitution, is public enemy number one to the globalist. Every major TV show, drama, CNN, badmouths our founding fathers, badmouths our freedom, our private property, our families. These people want us under their control. They want us dumbed down. They're ruthless. And it's time to wake up to the fact that we're under attack and to do something about it. And not just lay here and take it. That's right. The trouble is just beginning, ladies and gentlemen. Let me hit on this first right now. We even have some of the music here. And I would imagine that even the makers of this is the best plug they've ever gotten, Biotronic Project. This is the type of stuff that's happening constantly, and it's robots. And the reason I talk about this is it's a window into our future where machines run our lives that are programmed by globalists. You saw 6 months ago or less when all my videos on the web where Joe Rogan had been interviewed by me over the years in studio going back like a decade, people had uploaded them from other sources and places, were banned or erased or had Joe Rogan monetization ads placed on him. And that was because the computer bot for Bent Pixel, a company, had gone out and said that his voice was copyrighted, and but specifically from live performances of his comedy, because people were taping his comedy and then ruining it for the rest of the people who hadn't seen it yet. So that's fine. You know, Joe's my friend, great guy, host of UFC, TV host. I mean, everybody knows who he is. And I had to get Joe on the line to get a hold of the company. I couldn't get a response from the company at first. And then once the company got involved, they said, yeah, we're not going to do this with YouTube anymore because they are blocking and erasing everything and taking people's channels down. We apologize. Well, now with In-Game Blueprint for Global Enslavement, been out since 2007. What is that, 5 years? And the film, it has been seen tens of millions of times online for free. And one of the versions has had like 3 million views. It's changed the channel. Or 2.5 million views, to be technical, 2,565,244. He's got a lot of our stuff posted on there. He's got this version of Fall of the Republic, 3.6 million. Rise of the Police State, 1.527 million. There's hundreds of channels that haven't mirrored with their millions of views. Invisible Empire, 3.4 mil. Obama Deception, 10.916 mil. 10,916,472. That just goes on and on. Secrets of the Universe, you know, all of these, 455,000 views. That's just a copy of one of our videos. It's all right there. And they put a block on the channel, and he's been given notice. They're monetizing it. And any time they could take the channel down, with the Obama Deception, everything else on it, and the hundreds of millions of views this channel has had. This is another channel, not our channel, that we've authorized to post our stuff. Everybody's authorized. Except lawyers explained to me over a decade ago, they go, you can't not have it copyrighted, though. You have to say for non-commercial, non-profit reasons. I have to keep that little caveat in there. And it says that at the end of the films, because people will go take your film and go, well, then I copyright it. And even though they can't win in court, they just do it. And so now this whole channel is in danger. Do we have one of their songs queued up? Because Biotronic Project, that by the way has no reviews on their Google site where they're selling it, they have gone through a record company who now says that my voice is owned by them. And see, this is what it's, the globalists have bragged. They've got viruses. They call them viruses. It's just an order that goes out on platforms that will destroy and erase my voice, your voice, George Washington's photo, whatever it is they want destroyed. They can just memory hole it. And they've caught the big book publishers, digital book publishers. It's not that a digital book's bad. It's great. Except it's got back doors built in where they rig it to bankrupt the physical book market, where they go in and are now changing famous books like 1984 and Brave New World and making it more positive. They've been caught doing that. They've been caught erasing those off people's books, even though they were paid for. Kindle and others. This is what the globalists said 20-plus years ago at MIT, that it allows them, once everything's digitized, to erase everything. So, folks, you better have physical backups. You better create a market and save old VCRs and print machines and DVDs and Blu-rays. And more and more, this is a transition period where we're able to reach people because they're in the web transition where it's still somewhat free. But soon, it will be a hindrance the way the web is set up. And no one is immune from this except someone like Matt Drudge. And he's still not immune, but he's very resistant to it, as I've analyzed it. A giant mega site around from the beginning of the start of the web that isn't based on search engines, that isn't based on referrals off stories, because he doesn't write very many stories, that is just link-based, going in to see what he thinks is interesting and the two guys that work with him think is interesting. You know, their hand on the pulse. It's not they're telling you what's interesting. They have a gut feeling for what's interesting. But I don't want to go into an hour-long diatribe about this because I can spend 10 hours discussing it. The point here is that sites that are based on search engine type stuff like Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We're also referral-based because we had talk radio and other systems to push people to it. But still, them changing their algorithm and a lot of things has attempted to cripple us, but our ascension blast rate, acceleration rate punched through those attempts the last few years, and they didn't stop us. That's why they, you know, my wife and people were like, you're going to spend every dime we've got going to the next level to expand our media operation. And I said, well, I've got to do that if we're even going to survive, because we've got to punch through all these censorship and algorithm techniques to get outside the gravitational pull of the restrictions. That way we can blast them from orbit, to use that analogy. Okay? And we've been able to do that, and we've launched other salvos into orbit. By the way, the Pentagon uses terms like that as well. Like, the state has a gravitational pull. Tyranny has a gravitational pull. And you've got to be big enough to get outside of that and outside of its gravitational retrograde pull. It's like a black hole. So to explain that, I've escaped the black hole. A few others have escaped the black hole. Algorithm changes have hurt at certain levels. We're on that daily. That's good, though, because it's only made them diversify. Now they've gotten stronger. But we have to be aware of the attack. For all the rest of you that haven't gotten into orbit and then gotten out into a deep orbit where you're not being pulled in by the NSA Google freedom killer, you are not going to be a factor soon if you don't absolutely go hog wild in the internet war. You know what? I shouldn't even get into this now. I should do a whole special report and show exhibits and get into it, because I think about this a lot. And that's why I never tend to get to all the news, because I'll branch out into an area and then just kind of go down that area of research. And I'm not even ready to present all that information. But because the research and development's going on inside my brain, there isn't a research and development office around here. The point is, drones are already, many of them, autonomous. All these guys, you know, going, oh, we're not cowards running drones, we're heroes. And then they're coming out and announcing, yeah, the drones are being weaponized, they will be used against you. But they don't exist and aren't being weaponized against you domestically. But they are. But George Soros says they're not. And the White House says they're not, but they are. I mean, it's all just straight up psych warfare. And so, automated drones, automated robots, I got an article here. You know, I see an article. This is how my brain works. And your brain should work this way, too. I'm nothing special. People have been programmed to think one or two dimensional, not three, four, five. But what I'm explaining, yeah, you can think up to five dimensions, ladies and gentlemen. The point is that it's hard to articulate, though. But see, if you could just think to a three-dimensional level, that would be good. See, when I see an article about a 12-year-old tasered because they argued with the police while they were arresting her mother at a Victoria's Secret, I don't think about them tasering the 12-year-old. I go and look and see if Victoria's Secret is participating, and I found evidence they are. Like all the major pizza chains and most other stores, that when they run your credit card, there's a warrant flag on that, and they're running that to the police. Because you know when you order a pizza, they know you're usually using your real name, a credit card, and a real address. And a lot of times you don't get the SWAT team right away. And I think she had some parking tickets or vehicle tickets, not parking tickets. The point is, she got arrested. That's the issue, is she went into Victoria's Secret to get some clothes. And they should tell you, hey, we're running your background check. You're walking into a spider's web here. People are like, oh, well, good. Cops will get criminals off the street. Yeah, except that the architecture and the posture of the police is being twisted towards evil. The average cop, salt of the earth. I'll be quite honest with you. I've met so many over the years. I know that the media actually has a plan to show bad cops, to make the public hate police, so we are driven apart from each other, and cops get into a gang mentality and think everybody's after them, so they give in to evil because people are spitting at them. And then the public sees that and gets more away. We have to take the police over with love and education and inform them. And when they do wrong, also punish them. But they're all in the same boat as us, and the globalists hate them even more than us. They hate anybody trained to use force. Let's just understand that. They hate anyone independent. They hate anyone that lives in the real world. They hate anyone who's learned to exercise authority. Okay? You are machines to them that will be decommissioned when they're done with you. That's why they inject the troops with soft kill weapons. All right, let's continue here. The point is they can shut everything down now. They're getting very close to it with the internet kill switches, the phone kill switches, the radio, TV, media takeovers. Again, that I told you about 15 years ago with the documents. People said this is crazy. Now it's, oh, yeah, that's just the way it is. That's why we're launching in September a free magazine. It's newsprint style, you know, tabloid style, not tabloid news, you know, the tabloid shape where it opens this way. Not like a big double, you know, paper. And it's going to be about 62 pages long or so. Incredible information. We're going to have a lot of up-to-date news, but also a lot of our big evergreen stories of the month. We're going to put 40,000 of them on the streets of Austin, and we're going to mail 10,000 of them out. Everybody that orders, maybe get more than 50,000 printed. We're going to have 10,000 left to put in everybody's orders that come in at InfoWarsShop.com. We'll have bulk orders. We can order them at cost from us. And I'm not ready to roll this out yet. Then we're going to, in the next few months, start a franchise site where if you're a printer or already a publisher or you want to get into it, whether it's 100 copies or 100,000 copies, you can become a franchise and put your own news and articles in with ours. And I plan to, within 1 year, if stuff hasn't totally collapsed, but I have to keep going like it's not going to totally collapse. We're going to try to put it in every major city in the United States, but only you can set this free. And the reason is that this site is going to be internet kill switch proof. Because by internet kill switches, they're just going to curtail it, regulate it, start shutting it down. We'll still be able to get somebody a file, whether it's via mail or whether it's through the dark net and the other webs that are set up. We can get them the PDF to still print it. And this is all going to be phased in. So we're shifting now from internet warfare, which we're going to intensify, to also creating new divisions of physical. In preparation, in case we're unable to stop this, for the next phase of the operation. And believe me, we're going to become more powerful, even if I'm killed or even if everything gets shut down. Because when all this stuff starts coming true, they're not going to be able to erase it out of your brain. You're going to remember that all this was laid out. You're going to know the next steps of the enemy operation. All right, let's continue here, ladies and gentlemen. But that's the kind of issue we're dealing with. We're all over the place. Our people are taking my voice, saying they own it, and shutting our videos down. And, of course, I could sue them into the ground. I don't have time. Just use the web while it's still got some freedom now. If you're not hitting your Facebook, your Twitter, your YouTube, all the enemy platforms, not using their system against them, their matrix conduits against them in a feedback loop, if you're not hitting them hard and culture jamming, if you're not carpet bombing them with info weapons in your area, if you're not calling into talk radio, doing an Access TV show, starting a website, doing your own YouTube videos, emailing your friends and family our stories, you're insane. Instead of just bunkering down with weapons, preparing for the police to come so you can shoot them, you need to be out there, Dan, shake my hand and getting them by the arm and going, you know there's tyranny. You know this is wrong. You better get with the people. You better be hitting them with info, hitting them within their face. Because I'll assure you, if you won't hit people with the truth, if you won't get up before the city council, if you won't stand out on the street corner with a sandwich board getting the truth out, you're not going to pull the trigger when the time comes. I will assure you. And we don't want to pull the trigger with our guns. We want to pull the trigger with our mouths and with the pen. And the COINTELPRO attacks me for that because they hate it. They know the pen is mightier than the sword. They know the Pentagon says 9/10 of war is now info war. They call it psych war. I call it info war. They know that. And the globalists are trying to use lies, but we all know the truth. You've got to hit them with the truth. Doesn't matter if they've got the big media outlets. They're all being destroyed right now. They're all husk of what they were, a shadow of a ghost. A ghost of a shadow. They don't exist. They're disappearing like phantoms at dawn, like mist at dawn in the sunlight. They've already lost. That's why they're rushing forward with a revolution. We're facing a criminal revolution because good is getting up on its hind legs. We are the good guys. We the people, must engage in an information warfare, citizens' arrest of the globalists by absolutely demonizing them and savaging them with hatred at every level because they deserve it. We must paint them for what they are. We must pull them down. We must annihilate them in the public mind. That is where the war is. They want to make it physical because they're losing. They're losing every minute. Everything is draining out of them. All right, I covered a record number of stories before I went off into a rant here, but one article just sent me off in a whole analysis zone. What should I get to next? Farmer takes revenge for drug arrest by driving tractor over the top of seven police cars, leaving officers unable to pursue him. Yeah, he got mad. They busted him over a little bit of marijuana and are trying to take his land. So Roger Pion, 34, ran over seven of their vehicles, destroying them, so they couldn't even pursue him. You know what's going to see? That's what you don't get. People aren't scared once they get to a certain point. What the whole system needs to understand is once we turn, we don't even need guns, ladies and gentlemen. I've told everybody this 100 times. If you got a butcher knife and you're willing to use it, you can kill 20 people with it. I mean, I can get all the guns I want with a hammer because I know how to use it. And you know how everybody knows how to use it. You just got to get angry. Little woman could take on a bunch of people with a hammer if you did something to her baby. I mean, and I'm not calling for that, but the system needs to understand we got the power. I don't care how many drones you got, how many machine guns, how many armored mobile pillboxes you got. You start a fight with the United States, what's left of it, the American people will absolutely drive you into the ground like nails, and you know it. I mean, folks, you can kill people with your teeth. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com. before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have a...
By the way, I didn't finish up with Facebook. There's a bunch of articles. They've also been caught with bots over-inflating the clicks to their advertisers and ripping them off. By 80%, I guess they think your advertisers are, what did the head of Facebook call his users? Well, I don't want to say it on air, it's a cuss word. These people trust us, what dumb bleepers. See, that's the attitude of the globalists. They don't want to have a good product and have people happy and be the name. They just want to pump and dump. And California invested its pensions in Facebook. They knew full well. They love ripping off all the government workers. Again, these criminals love ripping people off. You understand that? Why does an arsonist burn down a orphanage? Because they like burning down stuff. I mean, these are scum, ladies and gentlemen. And they run around with all these weapons and stuff trying to intimidate us because they're scared. Can stop these people on the ground if they want to get physical. But we don't want that. We want to grab them around the neck with words and just go, you like it? Feel this. That's why they want to shut us up. We'll clean their clocks. Don't you understand that? Use your power against them. Oh, Midair Refueling. That's my new name of plugging things. Be sure and go to InfoWarsShop.com. Buy the ProPure water filters, the best gravity filters out there. 10% off, lowest price anywhere with promo code WATER. We've got the Behold a Pale Horse. We've got the Greater Good, exposing the vaccines, the Modafinil, the best seaweed out there, incredible dietary supplement. We got InfoWarsTeam.com, the new Polymers Plus with my ugly face on it. I'm endorsing it. Super high-powered, awesome energy drink, all natural, the best. People around here at the office are all on. They're like, my goodness, this is amazing. All available at InfoWarsTeam.com. And by the way, if you're looking for a business opportunity, we like distributors at InfoWarsTeam.com. You can go there, sign up, get a discount being a distributor on the products. And these are hot products, folks. A lot of my family's selling them now. A lot of friends are out there promoting. Again, it's amazing. So InfoWarsTeam.com. Okay, let us now go ahead, and I'll get into more of this when we start the hour after our guest joins us and go to your phone calls, because I've run out of time here pretty much. But, well, we have the top news. Let me just hit this now, just a taste of it, then I'll get into it more later, and then the economy. Report, Syria moves missiles to Lebanese border. Don't attack Iran now, warns ex-IDF intel chief. Major General has come out and said that. Ahmadinejad, world forces must annihilate Israel. That's not a quote, though. It's really not true. I'm not defending Ahmadinejad. He did say something pretty almost as inflammatory, but he said the Zionist regime needs to be annihilated. It means the government needs to be removed. But whatever, it's asking to be attacked. Israeli Prime Minister says time running out, stop Iran's nuclear program. Benjamin Netanyahu says that he'll decide. And he says, hey, the military was against attacking the Iraqi reactor in 81. So that's the word is they're planning to hit it in October. We may back it off, but if Russia gets involved, it's not pretty. But the bankers want a big world crisis, see? U.S. and Israel intensified talks on Iran options. Al-Qaeda directs Free Syrian Army and controlled demolition of Syria. I can't believe they admit Al-Qaeda works for the government. Again, continuing here, Ayatollah against his war within weeks with Israel and the West. The end of Al-Qaeda, U.S. claims it has broken the back of terrorist group. Well, no kidding, you're funding them to go into all these countries as attacks fall to 2005 levels. That's for the new rollout to say the American people are the new terrorists. You notice Homeland's expanding, and they got all these TV shows coming out how it's conservatives and libertarians are the new bad guys. Well, let's not mince words. They say white people are bad. So, I mean, it's just inherently bad to be a white person. Syrian rebels add explosive expertise to guerrilla tactics, and that's Al-Qaeda. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.